Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the ending of the trilogy here on Mike's Movie Minute of Beverly Hills Cop. This time, we're going to talk about Beverly Hills Cop 3 from May 25th, 1994. So about 7 years after the last Beverly Hills Cop came out, this movie came out. It's about an hour and 45 minutes long. It is rated R. It does, once again, star Eddie Murphy as Axel Foley. And once again, it does star Rosewood as well. It's got some new cast to it, and I'm not 100% sure I really like this one, to be honest. It was given a 62% as an audience on Rotten Tomatoes, but it didn't even have a critic score on Rotten Tomatoes. So I'm not really 100% sure if I like this one, to be honest. It's definitely not my favorite. It's probably, to me, it's actually one of the worst of the three ones. I could care less if I watch it. It's very forgettable. It's very down on me, on my mind. It is one of those, but with this movie, what happens is Foley's boss gets murdered. And he ends up going out to Beverly Hills once again to Wonderworld and attempts to find the killer who killed him. And it doesn't have Taggart in it, and it kind of loses its value when it doesn't have Taggart, to me, because I kind of like Taggart's character in these movies. But it's okay. It's not great. You can definitely tell it had run its course. But it wouldn't surprise me if, like, Rush Hour, I know there's talks of a Rush Hour 4 coming. If we eventually get a Beverly Hills Cop 4 somehow in this show or in this trilogy. So I'm gonna rate this movie 1 out of 10 Wonderland Towels, and I'm actually gonna give this one a 2 out of 10 Wonderland Towels. It's not really my favorite. It's not a good one. I don't like it. I think it kind of ruins the franchise a little bit of what it is. Had some good moments, but not enough to save it. So that's been Mike's perspective on Beverly Hills Cop 3. So until next time, we'll catch you here later on Mike's Movie Minute.